You're watching Press TV. We're going to take you live now to Lebanon. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah speaking.
Happy ending. I'd like to take advantage of this to bless those people who came back, and I also congratulate their families, the courageous families who put up with a lot of responsibility and assumed a lot of responsibility. I thank all those who worked for the cause of the Lebanese pilgrims, and all those who contributed in the Lebanese pilgrims returning back, those who were taken captive in Syria. Of course, the return of these beloved. Now, there is something concerning the Lebanese pilgrims. Of course, the return of our beloved to their families and to their loved ones and their welcoming in the airport and the suburbs, this raises the hopes when it comes to others who have similar cases. It also gives us a lot of humanitarian, makes us feel humanly towards those people, feelings of sympathy towards those whom we feel responsibility towards. And there are many such cases. Today, in benefiting from the case of the Lebanese pilgrims who were kidnapped in Azaz in Syria, we must stress on following up the other similar cases. And this is something which we mention in our speeches, something mentioned by the speeches of the Lebanese officials on different levels, whether they be Lebanese officials, political officials, or popular figures. And I believe that all these issues must be addressed, and we must also put together a framework to follow up all these cases. Of course, we as Lebanese, together with our Syrian brothers, we share the hope and the concern and the aspirations in order to free the two priests, two Christian figures, Ali Azaji and Ibrahim, kidnapped in Syria. We as Lebanese also feel responsibility towards the Lebanese citizens who went missing or who were kidnapped, especially in light of the recent events which took place or which are taking place in Syria, beginning from Sayyid Hassan al-Muqdad to the Lebanese from the village of Ma'rub and other villages in the Lebanese Biqa region. Of course, I don't want to mention the names because some of these names need to be certified if they are really kidnapped or not, or if they are missing or not. However, until we reach the Lebanese cameraman Samir Qassab. Now, in Lebanon, on the official level, somebody must be assigned. You consider the general security, you consider others. Somebody must be specifically assigned. One official, a specific official, must be assigned to follow up such cases, to follow up such files, specifically this one, and also what could come up, developments which could take place in relation to these cases of those kidnapped or missing. And then we will all know that this person, for example, or this side is responsible for this issue. And so anybody who could provide help or assistance or could make a suggestion or has an idea or anybody who could exert efforts, then the file would have its owner, would have its own responsible official, and others would help him. In such a case, the issue won't be lost amongst different officials, won't be lost in the midst of the different developments, the different Lebanese developments and the daily Lebanese furor, because in such a case, there will be one specific person taking up this issue, following up the details, contacting, receiving ideas, calling or requesting help and receiving assistance. This is something which should happen. Now, also, the door is now open to the other old cases. I noticed that when our colleagues, the Lebanese pilgrims, when they returned, some families, when the pilgrims return, some families of the missing in Lebanon or some families of those who are in prison in Syria or some of the families of those who they believe went missing in Lebanon and then were transferred to Syria, of course, then We saw their feelings. We saw how they expressed their opinions and their feelings. Instead of entering into bickering, because we always see bickering in such issues, some groups issue statements and make high-level, tense speeches and curse here or there, but such behavior doesn't bring back any prisoners, doesn't lead anywhere. So in the same perspective, it is beneficial, very beneficial, to assign a specific group or to put together a framework to take responsibility of such cases. I remember that a few years ago, some efforts were pursued in this perspective, and lists were submitted and names were exchanged, and there were official Lebanese requests and official Syrian requests. And back then, it was requested that some of those who participated on the Table of National Dialogue to help, and we were one of those people who were called upon to help. However, this wasn't completed, wasn't followed through. And so I believe there is possibility now. We have a caretaker government. If some people believe that this is an issue which must be delayed until another government is put together, this then is a catastrophe in the country. Or the new government, it could put together or assign a specific group, put together a serious framework to pursue this case. Now, if we are a country which respects itself, if we have a state which respects itself, if we have people who respect themselves, then what we should do is open all of these cases. I'm speaking now on a humane level, on a humanitarian level. We have a group of cases in this humanitarian perspective which must be open, irrespective of the political considerations, and also they must be opened in a responsible manner. Now look, one of the issues to request and to exert efforts to retrieve the pilgrims in Azaz, one of the results, lessons we learned, is that irrespective of all the problems we have in Lebanon, we are a state which respects its citizens. We are a people who respect their fellow countrymen, irrespective of who exerted more efforts, who had some shortcomings, who pursued efforts more than the other. That's not important. What is important, most important of all, is the result. The result is that 11 Lebanese people who were kidnapped and were kept in captive by the kidnappers. This means that we are, yes, we are a third world country, but it shows that we are respected. When the Lebanese don't leave their fellow countrymen and they follow this issue, they don't leave it alone, irrespective of the outcrying and the furor, the issue, for example, of the Indonesia ship, and when the prisoners in Indonesian authority or custody are taken back, or when those who remained alive were taken back, and when they exert efforts and they pursue the efforts in retrieving the bodies of those who were killed, this means we are a state who respect our citizens. And this is the school of the resistance. The school of resistance doesn't accept leaving the detainees in the prisons of the enemy. This is the school of the resistance, which doesn't accept even to leave the bodies of the martyrs, the remains of the martyrs, in the possession of the enemy. We used to say, yes, it's true that our youth and our children are buried in the territories of Palestine. This is something which we are proud of. However, we want to retrieve the bodies to Lebanese territory in order to show that we are a respected country, a respected state, and a respected people. So if we behave in such a manner, then we must open all these cases I referred to. There are suspended cases with the Israelis, and there are suspended cases in Lebanon, and suspended cases with the Syrians, with the Israeli enemy and with the Syrian brother. Now, we say that we have these different cases. For example, with the Israelis, we have a group of cases which are still suspended. For example, the detainee Yahya Skaf, Abdullah Alayan, Muhammad Farran. We have thousands of Lebanese who went missing during the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in year 1982. And in light of the occupation, or during the time of the occupation, those people were kidnapped or went missing. Now, who kidnapped them? Were they Lebanese militias who kidnapped them, or was it the army of Antoine Lahad Saad Haddad? Did the Israelis take them? According to international law, the state of occupation, the occupying army, takes responsibility for their fate. And so these thousands of cases which are still outstanding haven't been solved. This is a case which has been put to sleep. Nobody speaks about it. Nobody follows it. Now, the issue is not only about the missing people or the prisoners or X, Y, or Z in Syria. We have thousands of missing people. I have in front of me a number. However, it's a very big number if it's correct. According to he who gave me the number, 17,000. 17,000 people, most of them Lebanese, and they include Palestinians and also might include Syrians. Amongst these cases, we have the four Iranian diplomats who were Iranian diplomats in Lebanon, and they went missing in Lebanese territory. And so who follows these cases? Is it true or is it correct to leave it to the resistance or one specific faction of the resistance? Also, when we speak about the issue of those who went missing in Lebanon, this also needs to be solved. I remember that one day the government of